This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. Air Force released video it said depicted an airdrop of humanitarian aid over Gaza on Wednesday from two airplanes. More humanitarian aid was being airdropped by multiple countries into Gaza during the first couple of days of Ramadan, when Muslims around the world fast during the day. The Israeli offensive in Gaza has displaced most of the enclave's 2.3 million people and led to critical shortages of food, water, and medicine. The United Nations estimates about a quarter of the population risks starvation and said the trickle of aid is barely scratching the surface of daily needs. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden is criticizing Russian President Vladimir Putin's remarks that Russia is technically ready for nuclear war. In an interview Wednesday with the Russian news outlets, Putin said the nuclear war scenario was not rushing up, and he saw no need for the use of nuclear weapons in Ukraine. Adrian Watson, a spokesperson for the National Security Council, issued a statement saying Russia's nuclear rhetoric has been reckless and irresponsible throughout this conflict. She also said the administration will continue to support Ukraine as they defend their people and their sovereign territory from Russian aggression. Putin also warned that if the United States sent troops to Ukraine, it would be considered a significant escalation of the conflict. The U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed a bill on Wednesday that would give TikTok's Chinese owner ByteDance about 6 months to sell the U.S. assets of the short video app or face a ban. The bill passed by a vote of 352-65 with strong bipartisan support. But it faces a more uncertain path in the Senate, where some favor a different approach to regulating foreign-owned apps, posing security concerns. This is VOA News. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the Senate will review the legislation. The fate of TikTok, used by about 170 million Americans, has become a major issue in Washington. Haiti's opposition and civil society groups are busy negotiating who will represent them on the Transitional Council to govern violence-plagued Haiti. The council was conceived earlier this week after an emergency meeting of the Regional Diplomatic Forum Caribbean Community, better known as CARICOM. The council will be made up of 7 voting members representing various Haitian political coalitions and the private sector, which will select an interim prime minister and prepare to hold the next presidential elections. But the Associated Press reporting Wednesday the proposal appears to be crumbling. John Charles Moise, an ex-senator and former presidential candidate, held a news conference to announce his rejection of the proposed transitional council. Moise insisted that a 3-person presidential council he recently created with former rebel leader Guy Philippe and a Haitian judge should be implemented. Philippe also formed an alliance with the collective of armed gangs led by notorious gang leader Jimmy Charizier, known by his nickname Barbecue. Charizier said the gangs will not accept any plan put forth by CARICOM. Prime Minister Ariel Henry said on Monday he will resign from his post after pressure from the U.S. and CARICOM. The plan was conceived to bring an end to escalating violence by powerful gangs that has led thousands to flee their homes. The son of U.S. President Joe Biden could soon face trial in 2 states on 2 different federal charges. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
In the midst of his father's re-election campaign, Hunter Biden could face trial in Delaware on federal firearms charges as soon as June 3rd. The date is tentative, however, as the judge weighs several defense motions to toss out the case. In California, a separate trial on tax charges is now tentatively set to begin later that month. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden has rejected an invitation from House Republicans to appear for a public hearing next week alongside former business associates. Hunter Biden sat for a nearly 7-hour deposition last month. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. We also shine a light on humanitarian crises and the ongoing ramifications of the climate crisis on the world's population. Flashpoint Global Crises is your source for understanding the critical issues shaping our world and the people at the heart of these crises. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.